Didsbury, the Mountain View Colts are back home at the Memorial Complex Friday against the Rocky Rams, followed by another home game against the Strathmore Wheatland Kings on Saturday. Both games start at 8 p.m. It will be great to get back home as the players always get pumped up for our fans. It's also just a comfort to be home and tend to some injuries a little better, said head coach Dan Visser. The Colts dropped two games on the road last weekend, although the team did pick up 1 point in the overtime shootout loss to Red Deer. The team played in Cochrane against the Generals November 3 and traveled up to Red Deer for a match against the Vipers on Saturday, November 4. In the game against the Generals, the Colts opened the scoring when Traydon Bryan got his third of the season, with assists from Harley Smith and Cohen Richardson. Richardson scored his eighth of the season in the second, with an assist from Wyatt Bailey. Colts netminder Kyle Allen stopped 36 of 43 shots, with the Generals coming away with a 7-2 win. In the Red Deer game, the Colts again opened the scoring in the first, with Bailey getting his fifth of the season, assisted by captain Patton Rothenbusch and Blake Stoddard. Bailey scored again in the second, with assists by Kai Biggin and Stoddard. Rothenbusch got his third goal of the season in the third, with assists from Bailey and Stoddard. Bailey scored in the shootout, but the Vipers scored twice for the 4-3 overtime win. Colts netminder Jordan McGinnis stopped 28 of 31 shots. It has been tough not getting the results, but the boys are positive, and we will turn things around, said head coach Dan Visser. We are young with lots of players who have not played in this league before. It takes time to adjust to the speed and bigger players. We continue to have players down due to injury, which I believe also affects our results. The Colts Heritage Junior B Hockey League 2023-24 season record now stands at 4-6-3 for 11 points.